Good morning, this is Arian Bella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a chemical testing lab has begun testing black market peptides as demand for products grow following a boom in popularity on social media. Peptides are wellness products that can be used for a variety of means, but are mainly unapproved by the Therapeutic Goods Association, and the purity and contents are largely unregulated. The lab reported it had tested 18 samples of counterfeit Reatritude, a popular weight loss peptide this year, with only one label matching its claim. 30% had higher concentrations than listed. 30% had lower, and not one contained peptide at all. University of Queensland researchers say that these results were unexpected, and the level of overdosing they were seeing in the small sample size may represent an important source of risk.
Researchers from UQ have proven that tomatoes grown in soil, enriched with kitchen scraps, compost will be tastier and smell better than those without. Research fellows from the Uni School of Agriculture applied commercial compost to half a crop of selenium tomatoes, with analysis checks at 5 and 12 days to simulate the supply chain. Blind taste tests and chemical analysis post-harvest concretely showed that compost-grown fruits were sweeter with lower levels of malic acid. The researchers believe the findings can be replicated across more plants and can help improve food wastage rates.
And it is a no-ferry Friday in Brisbane today, as the City Cats will remain docked throughout the day as Maritime Union of Australia and its members will be staying on dry land over worker pay and conditions. The union has recently begun taking industrial action against boat operator River City Ferries, with the first stoppages occurring in late July this year. In a statement, the union said, quote, River City Ferries won't even match the Fair Work Commission's own 4.75% annual wage review increase, or keep pace with inflation, claiming it's not viable. All the while, its parent company, Kelsian Group's own financial reports show substantial increases in the revenue and profit, end quote. Regular services will resume tomorrow.
In national news, after a notable legal history, the Parliament of the Northern Territory has passed laws around voluntary assisted death. This comes several decades after an attempt to legislate VAD back in 1995, which was overturned 2 years later. There was back and forth regarding several amendments to the legislation. This includes a gag clause that made it into the laws that refuses medical professionals from offering it as a solution for patients. This had been called into question as it was said it could be easily overridden by practitioner administration. In addition, it could cause mistrust from vulnerable Indigenous Territorians in remote communities as clinics could be feared and blamed for early deaths.
And in international news, Meta's landmark court settlement has just concluded its suit with 29 US states, agreeing to pay a record fine of $23.6 billion, which is the largest payout in its kind for social media companies. The settlement also marks the first time the company has been forced to change key features of its main apps, Facebook and Instagram, for US users. New default settings for under 18 users include a 2-hour limit across Facebook and Instagram combined, night mode and school mode settings, which limit the notification and app use, hidden likes, and the blocking of extreme beauty filters. Teens in the US will also have the ability to switch to a chronological feed and ditch the algorithm, which is designed to keep them scrolling for longer. The new regulations seem to promote a promising outcomes. However, experts are less certain the effects will reach Australian shores due to limiting regional rollout timelines.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
And that is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.